Hey, everybody, this is a preview of today's members episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Merkle Media.
This was all circulating around the base that a giant had been killed, but no one was supposed to talk about it.
I saw three long, bony fingers reach up underneath the door, curl up to grab it, and then disappear.
When he came over to me, dude, he slithered over to me.
And this giant comes out of the cave, and they're all frozen. And he starts running and firing at this giant. But the giant moves. He's got a spear in one hand, and he's running really fast, and spears Dan holds him up like this. Somebody yells, shoot him in the face, shoot him in the face. They basically decapitate him.
Got closer. When he got about 15 yards away from me, I raised that 12 gauge and I blow this head off.
I feel something pulling at my leg. And I look over and there are two small gray entities pulling at me. And they're literally, I'm getting pulled off the bed.
I reached my hand into this bush and I touch air. Couldn't breathe and I couldn't move because I know I'm seeing a monster.
Yep. Welcome to the show, everybody listening to the Confessionals Podcast. I'm your host, Tony Merkle. Thanks for being here. If you have a crazy, wild experience you want to share with me on the show, go ahead and shoot me an email. My email address is contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. That's contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. Or go to the website, theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the contact section, and you can reach me that way as well. Either way works for me. Just get a hold of me. Before we get into this week's member episode, which is a heater, we have the pre-sales for the t-shirts ending tomorrow night at midnight when the clock strikes 12 Eastern time. No more pre-sales. Dunzo. So if you have been dawdling and dragging your feet saying, I'd like to check those t-shirts out, or I did check the t-shirts out, but I'm not going to get it until the last minute is tomorrow. So go ahead and check out the t-shirts if you haven't already. We have the Confessionals logo t-shirt. We have the Beast of Bray Road t-shirt. And my favorite, the Tennessee Bigfoot Hunter t-shirt. That t-shirt is awesome. I absolutely love it. So if you guys haven't got the t-shirts yet and you want to, go ahead, check it out before tomorrow night, because the pre-sales are done tomorrow night and we're shipping everything off to the printers to get printed and everything else is done. So go ahead, check it out. theconfessionalspodcast.com/store. Okay, today we have Elle coming on the show today, and Elle contacted us about her experiences within the GATE program. And when she first emailed us, I was like, yeah, I know all about the GATE program. Yep. Definitely professional in understanding that. I knew absolutely nothing. I looked it up and found out it's a special program for kids who are really smart. And there's a lot of parallel things with people's experiences where the experiences are odd. And then a lot of people are having the same odd experiences throughout the world with the GATE program. And a lot of people are starting to think that it's some kind of program that is like a subcategory program within the MK Ultra program, almost like a vetting system. And she comes on today to talk about her experiences within the GATE program. And last week, to confirm what she says, last week we had Walter Bosley on the show. And Walter, in the overtime, conveyed to us that he was part of the GATE program. And he also believes it's some kind of MK Ultra programming. And he talked about that in the overtime last week. But this week we have Elle coming on, talk about her experiences within the GATE program. Listen, I'm not even going to spoil it. I'm going to let her tell you, but I will tell you this. She had to spend the night in a museum sleeping next to a mummy that was thousands of years old. That just screams some kind of MK Ultra ritual to me. Let's get to Elle right now. Okay, today we have Elle on the show. Elle, how are you?
Doing well.
Listen, I'm glad we're here to talk. And I know you're nervous about this, but you did it yourself because you reached out to me. So you could have kept your mouth quiet and not said anything, but you had to do it. And I'm like, listen, when somebody reaches out to me and says, hey, I was part of a questionable program as a child, I'm like, you're on the show. And you're like, really? I'm like, yes, yes.
I after I sent that and discussed it with a friend who's aware of the inner and outer weirdness of my life, I was like, why did I do that? Why did I set myself up? But then I come back to, initially it was because when I thought about this program I went through, I tried to go on go down a rabbit hole. And a few years ago, anyway, at the time, there was not a lot of information. And the few threads I found were fascinating of the people who went through this program around the same exact time and the connections, some of them parallels. And so I just thought it's a weird subject, and there could be other listeners or, people out there who went through it and just totally didn't even think about it or forgot about it. And now they can explore that.
Yeah. And we were just talking about that. And what we're talking about is the GATE program. And when you reached out to me on Instagram, I had to look it up. And so like you said something about the GATE program. And before I responded, I went and looked it up and I'm like, oh, you mean the gifted program for kids? And you're like, yes. And I'm like, I had to look that up. Yeah, I could have let it slide and be like, oh yeah, I know all about it. But I was like, well, if I did that, she's going to expect a more in-depth conversation that I'm not prepared to have about the GATE program. So, yeah. We are going to talk about that today. And I'll tell you straight up, and if you listen to recent episodes, you know that in the last year, I'd say, I've been talking a lot about other dimensions, parallel universes, dimensions that are accessible through portals. And I just did an episode called The Living Gateways. And it was my friend from New York. He was down here in the studio and he was talking to me, more biblical stuff, but like about how, these references of gateways in the Bibles could really be considered portal type gateways. And the idea of a gate being just a gate itself being a portal, an entryway into something else. And take that idea, and then you go to the GATE program and the odd things that you experienced with the GATE program, and then the seemingly supernatural experiences that might have derived from that. It's an interesting thought process, but I don't know much of your story other than GATE program and you're on the show. So I know that you were 5 years old when you were taken into this program, but before we get to that point, how did this all kind of unfold for you? Was it something that you wanted to be in, or were you told you had a test for it? Feel free to start us off wherever you feel is best.
Sure. And thank you, Tony. And actually, it's a great connection you made with gates and portals and this being called the GATE program, because recently I came to that conclusion as well. So yes, you're on the right track, I think. For me, and GATE stands for gifted and talented. I grew up in Texas, and so it was called gifted and talented. And, I'm a kid of the 80s, 90s. And so at the time, I just started kindergarten. And at this point, I was already reading and writing. I didn't have anything to compare it to, but I must have been ahead in some way. And I think the kind of questions I was asking, my teacher chose me to be tested for this program. And I still remember actually being tested. I was called into this room. There was a man in a suit. He was not a teacher. And my mom was next to me. And he proceeded to ask me questions, show me, the ink blots, do all kinds of things to test me in different ways. And at the very end was a bonus question. Apparently, it was the only question I missed. And I still remember to this day, and I'm still upset. And it was, what is a baker's dozen? And I was mad because I knew a dozen was 12, but I had never been told what a baker's dozen was. So I said something, I guess they thought it was clever. He laughed. I said 12 donuts because I knew a baker baked. And I got into the program. And so, yeah, I was pulled out, chosen to test for this. And there definitely was an element of IQ, but I've gone on to realize, I think that was just the base for it, was your sort of intellect. I really feel that they were testing for other things, abilities, because I can't even, when I share now some of the things that I have experienced and the innate gifts and abilities that I have, I know it's not the norm. And so, so I stayed in the program from kindergarten until I decided to quit. That was in sixth grade. And this is a public school program. So for middle school, I ended up going to a private school. And that testing, I remember I tested like post-college at seventh grade for some stuff. But they didn't have a GATE program. It's only for public schools. And so they do still have these programs, but my understanding is it's not what it was in the 80s and 90s. It's like window in time where they were doing testing on kids for certain things. Now it very much is my understanding. You know, if your kid is gifted in some way, it's a way to challenge them and kind of give them supplemental work so that they're not bored, basically, and kind of keep them on track to like be in maybe some AP courses as they get older, things like that. But yeah, at the time I chose to quit, and it was because I had this crossroads of, at the time, you know, I was kind of awkward, but the popular girls started to notice me and wanted to like want me to hang out. But the thing is, when you're in this program, you would get pulled out of your class and you'd go with these other gifted kids in a room that had no windows. And then I'll tell you what we had, the things I do remember. I don't remember all of it. But I remember at the time, like, oh, they like me. And I wanted to, it was very just textbook, like, I wanted to be a cool kid. So I decided to quit the program because I didn't want to be with these nerds over here. And I wanted to be with these cool girls who then went on. We weren't even friends. But I remember the teacher like trying to keep me to stay in because that was the end of the program. So I don't know if I did the official exit, if there's some official whatever they do with the kids, but I went through it for 6 years. Now, the odd thing about it, and I have found this in the few threads, is that most of us that went through it, we can't even tell you what we did for 6 years or 1 year, however long you're in it. I remember, and why that's strange is it could be said I have a photographic memory. I actually remember the day I was born. I remember details, and it's not like I'll remember like an hour worth of material, but I have snapshots where I like, say I see a friend from fifth grade, I can age them now and be like, I knew you in fifth grade. And do you remember when we did this? And they're like, first of all, how did you know it was me? And how do you remember that moment? And I remember, my brain just does somehow. So I bring that up because it's strange that I don't, and I found that other people that went through this program don't remember much of it. What we do remember, what I remember and some of the others, is there were no windows. You would put on these headphones like you're wearing now. I can see you. And there were a series of tones, and you would have to say, raise your hand when you heard it, when you kept hearing it. So I guess they were testing for your range, and I could hear it almost all tones. I think all of them. And then we did the ink blot stuff that they do, like, what do you see in this photo? And then there was like other things like book reports. So I remember in second grade, my friend chose Nixon. She read the autobiography of Nixon at seven and wrote a book report. And I think I wrote about the Berlin Wall because it was like something that had happened a few years prior in the 80s, Yeah. So these were the types of things we were doing at like 6 and 7. And then this kind of resonated when I read it, because we were kind of going back and forth with this thread of like, why don't we remember when we clearly remember so much? That there was like a saying, like in the saying, when you left, before you left, was remember to forget. Wow. I have chills now because it's like, you know, kids are programmable. We're all programmable. But if you're told like, remember to forget, that would explain it. And so I know terms like MKUltra are really popular in conversations now, but I'm wondering more and more, especially because of some of my other threads in my life with like different institutions, if it was like it appears to be like it could have been an MK Ultra for children, like testing, because and then some of these people end up tracking to be in very specific, like either political, I'm in Hollywood, and it's very much like, I know I need to do this. I need to be in this place. And you know, there's other spheres, right? But, so I could keep talking. I don't know. If you want to ask, you're so, just like looking.
It's fine. I'm just listening. Like I let people talk until they are done talking. So, no, okay. I when you're talking about the MK Ultra idea, the way I view MK Ultra is, and I don't know which way this goes up or down, but it very well could be up and down, where like you have maybe parent companies above MK Ultra, and then you have all these other branch offs from MK Ultra. Like everything has its job. It has, every program has its job to do. Just like a major corporation, you know, you have, it's so many different parts of the corporation, from HR to the CEO's desk to the CFO and all these different, and everybody has their own jobs and functionality. I view these kind of programs in a very similar way. MK Ultra is probably an overarching term for a lot of different things that happen, and then there's subcategories. And so what you're kind of hinting at and describing is some kind of organized program that on the surface level seems like it was, you know, supposed to be innocent, meant for kids, to help kids. But on the inside, there's a lot of things that leave you with question marks, because for instance, I mean, the memory aspect of things, that's just bizarre. What was the phrase they told you to say every time you left?
Well, I recently came across this, and when I read it, because it was in a thread, someone put it, they remembered it. It sounded familiar, and it was remember to forget.
Why would they ever tell children who are gifted in a gifted program that they need to remember to forget? That right there is extremely suspicious. And so with these other people, I guess in this thread, was it Reddit, I'm assuming?
That was the first one I found. I found one other, and I haven't been on in a while. Those were really the only two I found. There's not a lot out there.
Okay. So when it comes to the GATE program, is there not a lot out there, as in there's just not a lot out there, or is there not a lot out there about the weird things?
I think because it appears it was this window in time. So GATE still exists, but it was kids in the 80s, like literally like 85, like maybe even before. There were some people who were born before me, like the 80s, basically 80 through maybe 92. If you went through it during that time, then is very different than like the kids now. If you have a kid who's tested, like you don't, I don't think necessarily have to worry about what they're programming or checking for. And someone argued that it's, now with technology, the technology boom, they can track kids now anyway, and what people are doing and abilities and stuff. Where before all, you know, the internet, it was like, there had to be some kind of program or system. So, so yeah, I do, there were a few things I do remember besides like the book report. There was like occasional, like I could paint, I could, you know, I do remember being chosen to, in second grade, to spend the night in a museum. So the thing
this was a preview of today's member episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button and become a member today.